Now let's go to the phones. We have Ufa live on the line. Hello, Ufa. What's your question for the Naked Scientists?
Hello. My question is regarding light. I understand that light is considered to be made up of both waves and particles. And as far as I know, particles are actual physical objects. So my question is, how is light able to travel through glass?
Okay, the first thing is that any solid object that looks solid to us is actually, there's huge amounts of space in it. Even an atom, the nucleus of the atom is about a 100,000th of the size of the actual atom. So there's immense amounts of empty space, and only a few electrons flying around the space. There's lots and lots of space for things to travel through. A light wave is actually quite big compared to the size of an atom. It's bigger than an atom. So the only so it's a quantum mechanical object. It's kind of a particle. It's kind of a wave. You can think of it as a wave which only arrives in particles. It's not really something that which we have a handle on. So it's a lot easier to think of it in a wave in this circumstance. And the only thing which will stop a wave is something which will absorb it or scatter it. And in something like glass, there's just nothing there to absorb it or scatter it. So it just carries on going in a straight line.
Ufa, thank you for your call. I understand you're in Manchester, but you're originally from Denmark.
That's correct.
What a great name. Where in Denmark?
From Copenhagen.
All the best people are from Copenhagen, I've heard. All right, thanks for joining us on the programme.
Thank you.
Ellen.